Hey, today we're talking about tequila, but not just any tequila. These bottles all have music in their blood. Whether it's country stars, rock and roll legends, or a brand literally built around rhythm and culture, these tequilas aren't just made to sip, they're made to move you. So let's dive in. If you know me, you know I love a few things: my wife and family, good old tequila, and rock and roll and country music. And today I'm going to bring you four tequilas that have something to do with tequila that bring us together just like music does. I'm going to kick it off with Tesoro Azul. It's what's in my glass right now. This tequila has been around since the 2000s, but it's been revamped, and now it is part owned by Marco Antonio Solis. In my eyes, the Sinatra of Mexican music. I love listening to his music. This bottle really brings in a nightlife, high-energy club vibe, but it's a great sipping tequila made the right way, super clean. Now let's jump over to this one. Rock and roll legends Sammy Hagar and Guy Fieri, the people that brought me to tequila in the 2000s, drinking Blue Bottle Cabo Wabo. Sammy's not just a celebrity that slapped his name on a tequila. He's a tequila aficionado. He knows what he likes, and he wanted to make a tequila that was authentically made. So coming from Nam 1137 El Viejito, with the original master distiller of the original Cabo Wabo, he brings us Santo Fina. It's amazing. Now, let's jump to music of tequila. Founder Chris Andrews. I've got to recently do an interview with Chris where he talks about coming out of being an engineer, an audio engineer, a songwriter and singer, and a musician himself. He wanted to bring something to tequila from the music that he grew up around. And music to him brings people together like tequila does. So with this company right here, they support the Save the Music Foundation, helping keep music in schools. They also support a lot of local bands and a lot of local artists, and have had this Blusa Reserve Añejo, where instead of utilizing their normal classical music during fermentation, they use some blues music of a band that they represent. So I'm pretty excited about that. And my roots today are in country music. So let's jump over to Juan Lobo, made at Nam 1414. John Wolf, country music singer from Texas, loves tequila, didn't want to just throw his name on a brand. So what'd he do? He searched out one of the best master distillers in the business, Sergio Cruz from Nam 1414. They created a profile that he loved. They created a great tequila. And now you've got that country music legend bringing a fantastic tequila to the States. So if you're looking for a tequila that has a music vibe to it, that's additive-free, clean, and that you're really going to enjoy, check out these four tequilas: Juan Lobo, Tesoro Azul, Santo Fina, and Musica. If you love tequila and you love music, drop me a comment. Let me know which one of these tequilas is your favorite and what's your favorite kind of music. Thanks for watching and cheers.